Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Thank you, Dave. We're joined by Melvin Rodrigue, president at Galatoire, to talk about the restaurant and the French Quarter after the attack. How you doing, Melvin? You're also a resident, right, of the Quarter as well as...
I am, in fact. I live on Bienville Street.
Tell me your thoughts. First of all, thank you for coming on. Tell me thoughts of you and
thank
your
you
workers.
For having me.
You and your workers. Here we are, less than 48 hours away from what happened. Tell me what's going on in your mind and those of the restaurant staff.
You know, I guess at the forefront of our mind, we're heartbroken for those that suffered in this tragedy. The other night, it was unthinkable. And we're also thankful for the NOPD and all the other agencies that were so quick to respond and the remarkable turnaround, to get Bourbon Street back open. But now it's simply a matter of moving forward for us. I think, you talk about being a resident in the French Quarter. I literally live inside of the perimeter that was established. And so for me, it felt more normal yesterday morning to be at the restaurant with my restaurant family versus being at home, wondering what's going to happen next. It was a sad day, but for us to be together, put a touch of moving forward.
For people that, I was downtown yesterday. I went to Bourbon Street, I think that was the safest place in the world to be yesterday. For people that don't quite understand why it was so important for you as a businessman, for you as a resident of the French Quarter, I think people don't quite understand how important it was. I do, but I don't think some do, to get the Quarter back up and running again and back to normal. Thoughts?
Yeah. We sat down as a team yesterday morning at opening time, and we talked about, the tragedy and how sad it was. But in the next breath, we've got to push forward. And the first thing you do in pushing forward is you show up. And we showed up to Bourbon Street, went into the restaurant and started putting things back together. New Orleans has overcome so much adversity, over the decades of its and centuries of its life, actually. As sad as we are for those, who suffered, New Orleans will overcome it and keep pushing forward.
The Legers, Walt and Walt III, took me to Galatoire's one Friday afternoon, Melvin. It was the first time I'd ever been, and every New Orleanian has to do that at least once in their life, to spend, and not just a Friday afternoon, but Friday afternoons are special at Galatoire's. And I got to ask you, what's the first Friday of the year traditionally like? Is it subdued, or is it pretty much Friday afternoon at Galatoire's.
It's always going to be Friday afternoon at Galatoire's. That being said, you know, after the new year, people are sort of partied out a little bit. There's a bit of a natural lull the first couple of weeks of January. But Friday afternoon is still Friday afternoon, and typically you're going to have several hundred lively patrons ready for some revelry.
If you can't, if you've never been, I can't explain it other than if you've never been, you need to go. Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate your time, and God bless y'all, all right?
Thank you, Tommy. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Melvin Rodriguez, president at Galatoire's. And there's a story real quick I want to get to at, on The Advocate today about other attacks on Bourbon Street where people have plowed cars into Bourbon Street going back to 1972. There was something that happened on New Year's that happened in 1972. April 6th of 1972, teenagers fleeing in a stolen car smashed through barricades spreading down Bourbon Street, hurt some people. September 1st, 1982, it happened. March 17th of 1995, Chalmette drunk driver killed a Houston woman, injured at least 37 others when he drove a beer fan through Bourbon Street during a St. Patrick's Day parade. There was another one that happened as I scroll through the article here, so it's happened before. Let's hope it never happens again, but you got to keep going. You really do, because that's what the French Quarter is all about. That's what the city is all about. And I think you can't succumb to fear and let those win. You cannot. And we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike to tell you about the Saints-Tampa Bay game and more here on WWL.